This would be the Drysdale vignette, starting seeds number 3, 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. When I return, I'll have more suggestions and hints on starting your garden indoors. 3, 2, 1. There's still another way to start seeds that is particularly easy if you're just starting a small number of them. Use Jiffy 7s, which are small, disc-like peat pellets that expand into tiny peat pots when they're soaked in water. Plant about 3 seeds of each variety in each Jiffy 7. Place the Jiffy 7s in a flat with drainage, and again try to place the flat on a source of low heat, such as a refrigerator. Once the seeds germinate and the seedlings have their third leaf, using scissors, cut off the 2 weakest seedlings, leaving only the strongest growing one in each pot. Fertilize the seedlings once per week with a soluble fertilizer as soon as they have their second set of leaves. They need no longer be kept on the heat source. In fact, once the seedlings begin to grow, a high level of light is much more important. If you grew your seedlings in rows in a flat as suggested last time, you'll have to transplant them once they have their second set of leaves or first set of true leaves. This is best done using a pencil point to pry them from the moist medium and place each in a small plastic or peat pot. Again, fertilizing will be needed every week if they're growing in one of the soilless mixes that are sold for this purpose. Bright light is necessary for at least 12 to 14 hours each day. Growing the seedlings under fluorescent light is a good idea. Be sure to keep your young plants close to but not touching the tubes. Next, hardening off young seedlings. I'm Art Drysdale.